today's episode, we'll discuss what is corporate jail and how you find yourself there, but more importantly, identify what's holding you back from creating your happiness and living in your legacy. As always, we'll wrap up with Coach Think Act, or CTA. Let's dive right in. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today for an episode of Beyond Corporate with Coach L. Michelle. I am your host, Coach L. Michelle, and today we're going to discuss locked in corporate jail. So I have a background working in corporate for about 15 years, specifically in the areas of human resources and large scale business startups. So over this time, I've coached many people both inside and outside of work in various countries on things that are life related, but also business related. And over the course of this time, something that's constantly come up is the concept of happiness. So it's something that we search for in all of our lives in some form or another. So it can manifest itself in a relationship that you have that you truly enjoy. It can manifest itself in a job that you have that really piques your interest and pushes you to learn new things and develop. Or happiness can come in the form of living out your legacy and living out your dreams. So it's something that we all truly search for. So over the course of coaching multiple people, I've come to find out that in terms of happiness, there are really three types of people. The first type is a person who finds their purpose early in life, and it truly drives everything that they do, from the school that they go to, the career that they choose, the relationship that they choose, the type of family, the amount of money they save. This purpose truly drives them. The second type is the type that learns their purpose later on in life. So this is a person who's worked multiple years at a career. They may have experienced many things in life, and then they get to a point where they finally look back, reflect, and see their purpose. And then they make a huge pivot. So sometimes an example of this could be someone who decides to go into the ministry, someone who decides to start a nonprofit, or someone who is more mature that decides to adopt a child. These are the type of people who find their purpose later on in life. And then there's the third type. This is a person who tends to find their purpose at any point in life and kind of flows in and out of that purpose. So there are times where they may be walking in that purpose and then all of a sudden life happens and they don't get a chance to focus on that purpose as much. And they kind of go in and out of walking in that purpose. So naturally, the question for me was, which one am I? And I hope that you have the same question. So I started to research this and really do some reflection on myself. And I discovered that I'm really the third type. So I was never one of those children that started out knowing exactly what they wanted in life. I was outside playing with my pet dog and with bugs, different things like that. To see me now as a germaphobe, you would never believe it. But I just wasn't one of those children that worried about what would happen in life. However, my sisters, on the other hand, they knew from the start what they wanted. My older sister loves computers. She loves technology. So she decided to major in MIS, and she has stuck with that career field to become a software engineer. My youngest sister, the exact same thing. She knew what she wanted. She absolutely loves plants and loves anatomy to the point where she's getting her PhD in biology to become a biology professor. They knew what they wanted in life. So they're clearly the first type. So now, after 15 years at corporate and having life reflections, I've now determined that my purpose in life is to help people. I absolutely love helping people. I love helping them with business. I love helping them with personal matters. Hence the reason as to now why I've become a business coach and now decided to use my skills that I've learned in corporate to help different people with corporate backgrounds become entrepreneurs and just anyone who's interested in the field. So that's how I've now been able to make my pivot. But I also wondered, if there were other people out there like me, how many people have truly gotten to a point in their life where they want to now live in their purpose? They want to be happy. They no longer want to be marred down by the obstacles that they're facing, and they truly want to walk in their happiness. So I did some research about this naturally because I love research. I am a proud nerd. So I did some research on this, and I found that there were approximately 330 million people in the U.S. alone as of 2020. Now, I married that with a survey from NORC, N-O-R-C, that's at the University of Chicago. And they actually have been doing a happiness test, as their research is backed by the General Survey Society, who's been doing happiness tests and really looking at American attitudes and behaviors ever since 1972. So what they found was that 14% of adult Americans say that they're happy as of 2020. And that's actually down from 2018, where they found that 31% of people said that they were actually happy. So based on this data, this leads me to infer that people are staying in situations and people are facing different obstacles in their lives that are causing them not to be happy. And they are living with these obstacles. For me, I just choose to wake up every day and be happy. And I want you to choose the exact same thing. We only have one life to live. Let's make it count while we're here and be happy and do the things that are important to us that impact others. So I started to wonder, how do we get to this state of happy? This is a concept that can be very elusive to some, but I think it's important if we understand the point of happy, but also understand the obstacles that we face, it can lead us to a point where we can truly find that happiness that we all seek. So how do we get to a state of happiness? So really, there are two key components of this. The first part is to understand what makes you happy. Now, that can be very difficult, but it can also be very easy. And we'll go into the different components of happiness. But the other part is to also understand, what are the obstacles that are holding you back from advancing? Or what is your corporate? Or we'll go into that construct of what is your corporate a little bit more as well. But let's switch over to the concept of happy. Upon my research, there are two different types of happiness. The first one is hedonia. That's just this feeling of pleasure and experiencing enjoyment. So it could be as you're going for a walk and you feel a nice breeze. That's an example of you being happy in that moment. Or for me, I prefer to sit on my front porch and rock in my rocking chair and watch the birds and people as they go by. That's my idea of happiness. It's in that moment I truly feel enjoyment. The second form of happiness is called eudaimonia. It's a Greek word that translates to state of good spirit. It's feelings that come from virtue, of feelings that you have whenever you find meaning in life, whenever you are leaving a legacy or you're living in that legacy. That's eudaimonia. Eudaimonia happiness is a type of happiness that I truly want to focus on because I want to leave a legacy. So which one would you like to focus on? Which type of happiness is important to you? If you can understand which piece of happiness you want to work towards, then you can build a plan around that. So the second piece of this puzzle, or the second piece of the equation to finding happy and getting to happy, is understanding what is holding you back, or what is your corporate? So on this podcast, we're picking on corporate just because it is oftentimes a structure. It is a big machine that requires you to act a certain way, to think a certain way in order to advance. And sometimes that can be very stifling. So in this instance, corporate can be a construct. Corporate can be anything that's holding you back. So we need to figure out, what is corporate? What is your corporate? What is your construct that's holding you back from advancing? Now, some examples can be, maybe it can be family expectations. Family expectations can be your corporate. I went to the University of Mississippi And this was a very nice school. I really enjoyed the experience, got a great education there. And just looking at some of the students, their families had various expectations of them. Maybe their father was a lawyer and their mother was a doctor. And now the student had to choose between these two career fields. They felt pressured to choose one or the other. It's not necessarily what they wanted, but they felt the pressure to choose this due to the family expectations. Another example of a construct can be finances. So maybe you have a certain lifestyle that you choose to lead and your current job provides you with the money to live that lifestyle to the point where you must make a certain amount of money. So therefore, you must stay at that job. So that can be something that's holding you back. If you don't have a clear plan for how to make additional money, the same amount of money to keep the lifestyle that you lead, that can be your form of corporate. Another similarly related form of corporate that deals with the job is also the fact that you may be at a job for so long that you feel that you are stuck to that job due to loyalty. Maybe you really have dreamed of changing career fields, or you have dreamed of advancing and you're no longer getting that at your current job. However, because you've been there so long and you felt as if the company has done so much for you that you don't want to leave that company. So just the job itself can be your form of corporate. And then one of the last examples could be your mindset. And this is probably one of the most profound obstacles that there is. Our mindset and the way that we look at things, the way that we handle things, really propels us or it stifles us. From a personal standpoint, my mindset has allowed me at times to prosper in my business, and it has allowed me to not advance at all. So I personally suffer from imposter syndrome, something that a lot of people suffer from. It's a feeling that comes over you and it makes it feel as if you're a fraud. Whenever I first started out in business, I didn't want to call myself an entrepreneur. This was a consulting business that I wanted to do on the side. So I'm not an entrepreneur. So I wouldn't call myself that. And because I was constantly telling myself that mentally, every time I wanted to do something in my business, it just stopped me. I would put pen to paper or put my cursor in Word and nothing would happen, all because I mentally was telling myself that I'm not an entrepreneur. I can't do this. Now, imposter syndrome is something that will always pop up, but I've learned to turn that negative talk into positive talk and propel myself to take that action. But whether it's imposter syndrome or just mindset, our mindset is very important. And oftentimes it can be an obstacle for us if we don't learn how to overcome that obstacle and still push ourselves. Now that we understand the concept of happiness and understand the concept of corporate, these two things combined can lead us to create a plan in order to get to happiness, free ourselves from corporate jail and get to happiness and living the legacy that we deserve. So on this episode, we've actually talked about the three different types of people, the ones that have a sense of purpose early on, the ones that have a sense of purpose later on, and those that kind of flow in and out like me. But the important part is to make sure you understand that you are not alone, regardless of which type of person you are. But then also we talked about what is happiness, what are the two different types of happiness, and then what makes us happy, what our obstacle is that's holding us back and how to overcome that, then we can free ourselves from being locked in corporate jail and live the life that we deserve. It's time for Coach, Think, Act, or CTA. So CTA doesn't just stand for call to action. So on Beyond Corporate, CTA stands for Coach, Think, Act. On each show, we'll have a special segment for Coach, Think, Act, or CTA, where we'll provide you with a few thought-provoking questions so that you can ponder over these during the week. So each one of these questions is meant to help you move beyond corporate so that you can live and create your legacy. So the coaching questions for this week are, what is your corporate? What is the thing that's truly holding you back in life? And then try to unpack that. See what small components are holding you back. So your corporate could be that you are working at a job that does not provide you with the type of income that you would like? What specifically is holding you back within that job? Is it that you have not been able to advance at that job? Or is it that you don't have the experience needed to go to the next level? Or is it that you don't like the job altogether? Really understand, what is your corporate? And then unpack what individual details of that corporate are holding you back and get a clear picture. Journal it, podcast it if you have to, but really think through, what is the main obstacle that's holding you back? What is your corporate? The other question is, what is it that you love to do that brings a smile to your face in the moment? And what is it that you would love to do long term that would bring a smile to your face or the ones that you love? So thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you received a lot of value from it, and we discussed happiness and also the obstacles that can hold us back. But then also, I left you with a few CTAs, Coach Think Act questions. So hopefully that'll provide you with some motivation during the week and something to think about. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Let's continue to have life-changing, legacy-making conversations, and I'll see you next time.